Kapitel 4.
Chapter 4. The birth of Jesus Christ. The birth of Jesus, the Christ, took place in this way. In those days it happened that Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census of the whole world should be taken. Everyone in Syria went to his hometown to be registered. It was midwinter. And Joseph with Mary also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into the land of Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, in order to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was great with child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver. And she gave birth to her first son in a cave, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, which was in the cave, because there was no room for them in the inn. And behold, the cave was filled with light, and radiated like the sun in its splendor. And in the cave there was an ox, a horse, a donkey, and a sheep. And beside the manger lay a cat with her little ones. And there were also doves over them, and each animal had its mate, a male or a female. Thus it came to pass that he was born in the midst of the animals, for he came to free them too from their suffering. He came to liberate men from their ignorance and selfishness, and to reveal to them that they are sons and daughters of God.
Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. As Jesus, I revealed the kingdom of God and lived and taught his laws. With the sons and daughters of Israel, from the tribe of David, and with all the sons and daughters of God, who fulfill the will of the Eternal, I wanted to found and build up the kingdom of God in Israel. And after my return into the glory of my Father, I wanted to again come in the Spirit and continue to expand it with the people of Israel and to rule over the kingdom of peace, which will reach its pinnacle on fine matter. But the sons and daughters of God and of Israel were blinded by sin. Throughout the centuries following my deed of redemption, God the Eternal repeatedly called the sons and daughters from the lineage of David and from other lineages who fulfill his will, so that they would recognize what their mission is. Now a new era has dawned. It is the turn of time from the old world to the new world, the world of Christ. I am preparing for my coming in the Spirit, again through the sons and daughters of the tribe of David and other sons and daughters of the Eternal from other lineages who fulfill the will of God. Through the incarnate divine wisdom, I instruct them as well as all those who follow me, so that they may become conscious sons and daughters of God who fulfill the will of God. What is revealed will then be carried out. I will come in the Spirit. Then all people will live in peace, and the animals too will be freed from their slavery and suffering through me, the Christ of God. For the one who places his life in the sonship and daughterhood of God will not kill neither man nor animal.
And in the same area there were shepherds in the field watching over their flock by night. And behold, the angel of God appeared to them, and the glory of the Highest shone around them, and they were much afraid. And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will come to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David the Savior, who is Christ, the Holy One of God. And this shall be a sign for you. You will find the infant wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to all who are of good will. And as the angels ascended into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go now to Bethlehem and see what has happened, which our God has made known to us.
Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. The angel spoke to the shepherds. However, they did not see him with human eyes and did not hear him with human ears. Nor did they see or hear with human eyes and ears the heavenly host praising and glorifying God. Some of the shepherds perceived the light in their inner being, while others heard the praise of God in their hearts. For that which does not wear the garment of the flesh does not have the word of the flesh, nor the sound of the word of God and that of the beings of God is perceived in the innermost being of a person. The angel of the Lord did not stand before them like a human being. They were standing by the fire, warming themselves. They saw how the pillar of fire leaped up, and in the fire they thought they saw the figure of an angel, which some of them perceived in their hearts. The shepherds were not of one mind about what they saw and heard. Those, however, who felt the meaning of the tidings in their hearts, set off for Bethlehem. Just like in those days, the angels of God are announcing today, too, prepare the way for the Lord. Christ, the Redeemer, is coming in the Spirit, and he will be the shepherd of one flock, which is the people of God on earth. He will reign over them in his kingdom on earth, and they will be with him in the Spirit, because they keep the laws of God.
And they came in haste and found Mary and Joseph in the cave, and the child lying in the manger. And when they had seen them, they spread the words which were told them concerning the child. And all those who heard this wondered at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary kept all this and treasured it in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. And when the 8 days were over and the child was circumcised, he was named Jesus Maria, as was said by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when, according to the law of Moses, the days of her purification were over, they brought the child to Jerusalem to present him to God.
Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. Circumcision is the law of the Jews, since it does not oppose the eternal law. This earthly law is tolerated by God exclusively for human beings. When a being from God becomes man by way of incarnation, then the human being is subject to the laws of nature and has to abide by the worldly laws as long as these do not oppose the laws of God.
And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and he was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit fell upon him. And it was revealed to him that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of God. And inspired by the Spirit, he came into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do as prescribed by the law, he perceived the child as if he were a pillar of light. Then he took him in his arms, praised God, and said, "Now you let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your Savior, whom you have prepared to be a light before the face of all peoples, to enlighten the Gentiles, and for the glory of your people Israel." And his parents marveled at all that was spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is set for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against, and verily a sword shall pierce through your own soul too, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." And there was Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Aser, who was advanced in years and never left the temple, but served God with fasting and praying night and day. And coming in at this hour, she praised the Lord and spoke of him to all those who were waiting for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had accomplished all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee, to their hometown Nazareth. Chapter 5. The Worship of the Wise Men and Herod. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem in the land of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, some wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. They had purified themselves and had tasted neither flesh nor strong drink, so that they might find the Christ whom they sought. And they said, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And he called all the high priests and scribes of the people together and demanded of them to know where the Christ should be born. And they said to him, "In Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of you shall come forth the ruler who shall rule my people, Israel.' Then Herod secretly sent for the wise men and inquired of them precisely when the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the infant. And when you have found him, bring me word again, so that I may come and worship him too.' When they had heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star that the wise men of the east had seen, and the angel of the star went before them, till the star came and stood over the place where the infant was. And it shone with six rays."
Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. What does the symbol of the six rays mean? The Son of God brings the law of God, the seven basic rays of the heavens, to this earth. In spirit, six rays radiate down upon him. The seventh ray, mercy, dwells among men. The Son of the Most High, in the earthly garment, the Christ of God in Jesus. Mary also bore a part of the ray of mercy, for in the Spirit of the Lord, she is united with the cherub of divine mercy.
They went their way with their camels and donkeys laden with gifts, and while looking intently at the star in the sky in search of the child, they forgot for a while their weary animals, which had borne the burdens and the heat of the day and were thirsty and exhausted, and the star disappeared from their sight. In vain they stood and gazed and looked at each other in dismay. Then they remembered their camels and donkeys and hastened to unload them so that they might have rest. Now there was near Bethlehem a well by the wayside, and as they stooped over it to draw water for their animals, behold, the star which they had lost reflected on the still surface of the water. And when they saw it, they were filled with great joy. And they praised God who had shown them mercy at the very moment they had shown mercy to their thirsty animals. And when they entered the house, they found the infant with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. They opened their treasures and displayed their gifts before him: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, they went back to their homeland by another way. And they kindled a fire according to their custom and worshipped God in the flame. When they had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, and take the infant and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you more, for Herod seeks to kill him."
Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. It is written, "For Herod seeks to kill him." The words of the angel and the inspiration from the Spirit said in the following sense, "Now flee with an infant and his mother to Egypt and remain there for the time being." The tidings that Herod wanted to kill the infant came to Joseph, who associated them with the statement of the angel from other sources. Because the people of the new era know freedom in the law of life, through the actualization and fulfillment of the eternal laws, they will doubt this statement or similar ones: Herod seeks to kill him. For they know that God and his angels do not make such or similar direct statements, for they would thus affirm something which is still hanging in the balance. For this reason, I, Christ, explain, correct, and deepen this statement and other ones, so that this book may be a work of recognition for many. God allows messages to be conveyed to people via other sources, that is, indirectly, when a person's intention has already been spoken out by himself and can be conveyed by a second or third person who has heard it. When it is of significance, it will then reach the person concerned indirectly. In this way, God guides indirectly in the law of sowing and reaping.
He arose and took the infant and his mother by night and escaped to Egypt and remained there for about 7 years until the death of Herod, so that it might be fulfilled what the Lord had spoken through the prophet, who said, "Out of Egypt have I called my son." Elizabeth, too, when she heard this, took her infant son and went up into the mountains with him and hid him there. And Herod sent his men to Zacharias in the temple to ask him, "Where is your child?" And he answered, "I am a servant of God and am always in the temple. I do not know where he is." And again he sent them to him to ask, "Tell me honestly, where is your son? Do you not know that your life is in my hands?" Zacharias answered, "God is witness. If you shed my blood, God will receive my soul, for you shed the blood of an innocent." And they slew Zacharias in the temple, between the Holy of Holies and the altar. And the people knew of it through a voice which cried out, "Zacharias has been slain, and his blood shall not be washed away until the avenger has come." And after some time, the priests cast lots, and the lot fell to Simeon, who took his place. Then Herod, seeing that he had been deceived by the wise men, became exceedingly enraged and sent out his people and had all children slain in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years of age and younger, according to the time of which he had learned from the wise men. Thus was fulfilled what was said by Jeremiah the prophet: "In Ramah a voice was heard weeping, lamentations and great mourning. Rachel, weeping for her children, will not be comforted, because they are no more." But when Herod had died, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, "Arise, and take the child and his mother, and return into the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead." And he arose and took the child and his mother and returned into the land of Israel. And they dwelt in a city called Nazareth, and he was called the Nazarene.